Hello. I wish I'd done that differently. Tip for today is that every web marketing team, everybody running anything online, really ought to always set up a generic administrative email, by which I mean an email along the lines of webadmin@mydomain.com, whatever it is. Right, so that whenever you're creating an account on some new service, some new testing system, GA for a new site, whatever it may be, you use this generic email address rather than your own personal company or even a private email. The reason for this is if you don't, it's going to come back and bite you. If you use a personal account, or even a company personal account for setting up these new logins, you'll eventually find there's a problem. Responsibilities change, you might move your job. Sometimes you may find that the service doesn't allow you to set up other users and you need to share logins. So again, using anything with your own name in it is probably not a good idea in that situation. And if you are using one of the services which does indeed allow you to have separate admin logins or separate user logins, nevertheless, people can screw those up. And this way, there's always a backup way which is going to get you back into the system. And I have seen this problem happen again and again. So trust me, it's worth doing. All you're going to need to do is set up some generic email address along those lines. The main point is that it should forward to a real person from day one. Don't just have it go straight into the IT people and then need them to pass on the information to you. Get it to forward to you in this instance. If it's the kind of service which does allow you to set up extra users, then you should immediately set yourself up in your own personal name as a personal login and use that going forwards and add any others that you need. If it's not possible to do that, so you are in that nasty situation where you have to share the logins, at least you have a situation now where it's not a sort of actually associated with any personal individual. But in this instance, especially if you're needing to share logins, for example, with third-party outsiders like myself as a consultant, it's a really good idea to always use a different password for each of these new services that you're setting up. You don't want to be in a situation where third parties can sort of figure out what the password and logins would be for other services you might use. I'd suggest that since you're going to require the involvement of IT departments typically in configuring a new email address, I would actually say that's the kind of department that ought to manage the whole process and go on managing it from then on, because they'll have procedures in place for changing, forwarding, and so on, so that when your roles change, these emails can all be reconfigured so that they route to whoever is taking over that responsibility within the department. And basically, that's it. Once you've got one of these set up, really, it becomes a no-brainer from then on. It's just the same as using a personal account because all the account detail confirmation emails and stuff like that is still going to come straight to you. The whole thing will work much, much better. And if you don't do this kind of thing, trust me, at some point, sooner than you might think, it's all going to come back and bite you on the bum.